for Beginners, Episode 9, Breaking In at the New York Comic Con. Yes, this is Pat. I am at Artist's Alley at the New York Comic Con. The sound you hear behind my voice is the sound of hundreds, maybe thousands of people, many of them dressed as stormtroopers. I see knights. I see people with strollers with their kids dressed as Captain America. I see people with bunny ears. I see Chewbacca, and I could go over and ask him or her. I don't know if it's a her. It's full costume, but I could go over there and ask Chewbacca how he gets to the bathroom. But I would much rather ask some of the artists here at Artist's Alley. That's where you find them. How they go about breaking in to the comics scene. You know, you when you walk in the floors, you see a lot of people with portfolios stuck under their arms and a lot of chatter about breaking in. And isn't that illegal? And what is it? And how do you do? Let's go find out. I'm here at the New York Comic Con with Rick Parker, who has been kind enough to answer many questions regarding and answer and give many pieces of advice to me and others on making comics. And we were walking and talking, and I just had to stop this nice elderly gentleman and get him on tape because the gold was just flying out of his mouth. So. Rick, tell us two things about yourself.
God damn it.
You don't talk like that.
Well, I'm an elderly gentleman.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not really a gentleman, but I am getting elderly. I just wanted to encourage anyone who has any interest or desire to do something, either in art or in writing, to just go ahead and do it. Don't be afraid. Everything will work out. It may not happen overnight, but trust me, there's gold in them bar hills. So everybody has something beautiful inside of him or her, and if you dig deep enough and you're willing to shovel up enough dirt, you'll get to the gold. And don't ever forget that, and don't worry about perfection. That's one of the things that holds people back. You know, they're somehow afraid that something that they do isn't going to be good enough, so it actually stops them from forward progress. Keep moving forward. Do stuff. Be an experimenter. Keep your eyes open. Listen very carefully to your inner voices, especially the pat yourself on the back for every little victory that you do. Every job, no matter how difficult it is, can be divided up into a series of manageable parts. Instead of thinking that you've got to draw a 650-page graphic novel, just think, I've just got to draw one panel. And concentrate, give that your best. And don't worry too much about it, especially if you're young.
Right.
Because you have your whole life to get better at it. And we do think that you get better with every single thing that you do. Every drawing you do, you're a better artist after you finished it than you were when you began it.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
That's great. That's great advice. I hear a lot of chatter on the floors here about breaking in. What does that even mean, and what's your take on it?
Well, I think what they're saying when they want to break in is they want to get somebody other than their own selves to notice what they're doing. And I would like to say that I think if you do something good, I do think that people will notice. I think that it's they may not notice right away, but they will eventually notice. So, you know, don't get discouraged if you do something great and the world doesn't come to a screeching halt right away. But just keep believing in yourself and do the best you can. And if you do accomplish, if you do make something which is excellent, I do think that people will eventually notice. But you have to have faith in yourself before you can expect to have other people have faith in you. And try to please yourself, because if you can please yourself, I think there's every reason to believe that other people will be pleased with your work.
You also said something about not showing pages that you're not happy with yourself. Is that kind of...
Well, you can show them to yourself, but I think you have to think twice before you put something else out there in the public eye, especially today when people can reproduce your work. They can put it out there, and it's out there forever. you know, I think that it's best to be your own best editor, but don't let that stop you from working. The most important thing is that isn't so much that other people see what you've done, is that you yourself see what you've done. And try to put your best foot forward, especially if you're going to show it to other people. But, you know, as long as you keep stumbling along, even if you're stumbling along in the dark, that's stumbling along, bumping into things is much better than sitting in the middle of a dark room not knowing which way to go. So I say keep on stumbling.
Right. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I am here at the New York Comic Con with Jose Villaruba, whom I've seen but not really met before, I think. I just want to ask you one question. I hear a lot of chatter on the floor about breaking in. How do you do that, and what does that even mean?
I think the most important thing for trying to break in, meaning to get a professional paying job, is to actually make yourself available. And I think the internet is great for sending emails and showing people your work, but it doesn't really take the place of being in a professional event in person. And I think it's very important for people to actually come to conventions, to actually try to meet people of all sorts, to meet other fans, other young artists, editors, artists that they admire, writers, anyone in the industry, anyone that they can connect with. Because I feel that you never know what's going to happen, but nobody's going to be coming, knocking on your door to get your work. So the most important thing, I think, is to not be shy about showing your work, but not to be arrogant about it either. I think that a very good approach is if there's an artist that you admire or a writer, get to meet them, talk to them about their work, and then ask them if they don't mind giving you some feedback on your work. That's the way that they're not being put in the spot. They're not going to have a job for you, but anyone that has the time normally is inclined to give you a little bit of feedback and go to portfolio reviews from the big companies and basically get people to see your work and to react to it. And if somebody has something for you, they will let you know. I think it's also very important that you don't waste people's time and that you don't show them a bunch of doodles that you've done that are unfinished or that are just pinups that you copied from somewhere. Show work that looks professional, that is finished. There's nothing worse than an artist saying, I started working on this, but then I never finished it, but I'm showing it to you anyway, because you're making the assumption that the person is going to see something that you didn't care enough to finish it. So be respectful to who you're showing the work, and show only your best work. You don't have to show a lot, and make sure that it's finished pieces that have some kind of standard, and it's not just any random doodle that you've done.
Thank you. Hope I haven't wasted any of your time. Thanks very much, Jose. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm here at Comic-Con with comics writer Curtis... Is it Weeb?
It's Weeb.
And, yeah, so I just have one question for you. Breaking in. You hear a lot about breaking in when you're walking the floors here. How do you do that, and what does it even mean?
Well, it means getting pitches together, getting in front of editors and eventually getting to pick it up. And how you go about it, lots of people go about it different ways. For myself, I just kept on putting pitches together, writing 10-page scripts and getting artists to illustrate it, getting them fully completed, and then just getting it to editors, whether that's through email or going to actual conventions and pitching. I mean, it's kind of changing now. It seems like a lot of people don't like convention pitches, but I still think it's good to meet the editors and get your, even if they don't want the submission there, just to meet them and say, hey, this is who I am, and I am working on this book. And then if you send it to them later on email, they'll, I met that person, and add that kind of human element to it, I guess. And for my pitch that I kind of got me into the Image Comics was Intrepids. And what I did for that is we did a full comic printout. Like, one you pick up in the store, it looked exactly like that. We had 8 pages of completed lettered art. And then after that, we had just kind of like a synopsis of the story, and then we had issue breakdowns. And then the artist, Scott, had the back end full of all of his conceptual work. And then had a front cover and a back cover, so it looked like a completed comic. And I really firmly believe that that was something that set us above everybody else, because, you know, we took away the guest game. Like, this is what it will look like if we publish this book. And I think the more guesswork you can remove from the publisher's mind, the quicker they can make that jump to, like, yeah, this is something that we want to put our logo on. So that's what I would suggest. Just be really professional about it and treat it like it's, you know, the job that you've always wanted. It's a job. You know, at the end of the day, you have to be professional and you have to be committed to it. I can't expect it just to come if you don't actually treat it like a career.
Great. Thanks very much, Curtis. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.